Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some football this morning. Arsenal have kicked off their Premier League campaign with a hard-fought away win at Man United. Ricardo Calafiori with the first half win at Old Trafford. For United, it was another goalkeeping blunder, costing them the match. United manager Ruben Amorim has since defended goalkeeper Altay Bandair on the balance of the match. The United boss says his side deserved something from the game.
Is that feeling that is we play better, we were the better team, but in the end we lose the game. But I'm really proud of the work that they put on the field, and that is important to move forward.
Now, other results from the Premier League on Sunday. Brentford lost 3-1 to Nottingham Forest in their first competitive game under new manager Keith Andrews. Club World Cup champions Chelsea were held to a goalless draw by FA Cup champions Crystal Palace at Stamford Bridge. World number one Scotty doesn't know Scheffler has erased a 4-shot deficit to five holes, in five holes, to win the BMW Championship in Baltimore. Scotty closed with a 3-under-67 for a 2-shot victory over Robin McIntyre, becoming the first player since Tiger Woods to win at least five times on the PGA Tour in consecutive years. Scheffler says it was a tough final round.
The greens got really tough to putt there towards the end, and it was a challenging day. You know, starting 4 shots back, but got myself into the tournament pretty quickly there on the front nine, and did a lot of good stuff out there. Would have liked to have a few less mistakes, but overall, I mean, great battle all the way through. Did a good job of staying patient and executing when we needed to.
And then six-time MotoGP champion Marc Marquez won the Austrian Grand Prix's first ever victory at the Red Bull Ring. The Ducati rider overtook pole sitter Mark Brazzecchi on lap 20, pulled away for his sixth successive victory of the season. South Africa's Brad Binder finishing in seventh place. Marquez, who now has a 142-point lead over his brother Alex in the championship, says he's happy with the win.
Super happy about the weekend. No excuses. I'm riding the red bike. It's the bike I lose 3 times in a row here in the last corners. So yeah, now this weekend we ride in a very good way. But it's true that Marco pushed a lot in the beginning of the race. And outsider, Firmino, was arriving in amazing pace in the last laps.
And then just finally, Darren Moore, looking at some of the stats here from the Springbok match on Saturday. Because obviously, there's a lot of we can read into it. The big one, of course, is that after 22 points, they score 38 unanswered points. Our last point is halfway through the first half. Half-time penalty count 5-2 to the Springboks. By the end of the game, it's 10-14. Springboks 74% tackle completion rate. It's never happened before.
I don't know.
So the signs were there.
Yeah, you
were. We were just, and then the score happened.
And then you kind of called it.
I didn't call the win for Australia, but I said it would be closer than everyone.
It was a